Our scripture reading this morning is from the letter of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. This can be found on page 1296 in your pew Bible. As we continue our practice of reading verse by verse through books of the Bible, we pick up in verse 1 of chapter 4. This segment really divides into two parts. Verses 1 through 6, Peter is calling believers to be willing to suffer for righteousness' sake in the world. And then in the last five verses, 7 through 11, he's exhorting us how to live toward one another within the church. He tells us to arm ourselves in verse 1 with the same way of thinking that Christ suffered in the flesh. We're to prepare ourselves spiritually and mentally to suffer for Jesus' sake in the world. At the end of verse 1, there's a statement made that whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Just a note on that, it's not speaking of any kind of human perfection per se, but rather suffering for Christ is by its very nature a demonstration of our resolve to leave sinning behind. In fact, the resolve to leave our sinning behind is what's going to lead to some of our suffering in this world, as we'll read. The embrace of suffering in the world involves, as he says, no longer living according to worldly passions, but according to the will of God. Look at verse 3. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, as he gives a list of these things. In other words, the time that has passed in our sinning, that's enough. Let's leave it behind. Let's go forward and do the will of God. And then in verse 4, this radical commitment to Christian holiness is not going to be understood by those around us. In fact, it's going to lead them to malign us. It's going to lead to derision and even slander and verbal abuse. But Peter would remind us in verses 5 and 6 that judgment is coming for those who would ridicule us. And yet those who have died and who will die in Christ need not fear suffering or even death in this world. There and our future with the Lord is secure in Christ. So we're free to arm ourselves, to prepare to suffer for Jesus' sake, to live for righteousness. And then in verses 7 through 11, in light of this end of all things, we're called to a holistic Christian walk with one another in the body of Christ, to self-control and sober-mindedness, to prayer and generosity and hospitality and forgiveness, faithful stewardship of all of his gifts to the glory of God alone. And so Peter would have us live all of our lives in this world, suffering for Jesus' sake and living with and toward one another in light of the imminent return of Jesus as he reigns over us, even now, until he calls us home. With these thoughts in mind, let us give ear now to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Since, therefore, Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery. And they malign you, but they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached, even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord be praised for the reading and hearing of his word. Amen.